my most incredible RTK podcast family. How are y'all doing today? Oh my goodness, guys. So I have been traveling. What have y'all been up to? What have y'all been doing? What have you been doing fun? You know, I have, the other day I was sitting down with a life coach. Every once in a while, I'll just sit down with people that challenge me and people that make me recenter because I've got so many things going on in my life that if I'm not careful, I would just find myself all over the place. And so every once in a while, I have somebody come in that really challenges me. And she was talking about asking me, what is a non-negotiable for you? Like, what is that one thing that you're not willing to give up in this life? And it was so funny because I asked my trailblazers last night, some women in ministry that I was coaching, and I said, what do y'all think I told this lady when she asked me, what's a non-negotiable for you? And I got so tickled because everybody was saying, family, God, you know, everybody was throwing out the normal things that, you know, we would say normally just, you know, at the top of our heads. But I really thought long and hard about it. Like, what is a non-negotiable for me at 49 years old? I'm 49. I have walked through my fair share of things in my life, things that broke my heart, things that I thought was going to just take me out and I was never going to recover. And man, when I look at myself today at 49 years old, I am so thankful for every battle that I've walked through. I'm thankful for every storm that I had to cross. I'm thankful for every person that broke my heart. I'm thankful for every prayer that didn't get answered, because I have to tell y'all something. At 49 years old, golly, I love my life. I mean, I just even, you know, those Facebook memories. Y'all know the Facebook memories that come up and remind you of where you were even just 12 months ago. And you're just like, thank you, Jesus, that I'm not there. And so I just hope that I can give somebody hope today in this podcast to, you know, be able to answer the question of what is a non-negotiable. My answer to that question, y'all, was fun. I am not willing to ever again live in this life without fun. And that blew everybody out of the water last night in my trailblazers, because they were thinking I was going to be really, really spiritual. But, you know, how many times in our lives do we put off us, freedom for us, peace for us? We're always so busy doing for other people that we forget to take care of us. And if I have fun in my life, I want to wake up in the mornings. I want to go to sleep and sleep in peace. See, fun is connected to peace. Fun is connected to walking in your purpose. Fun is connected to being able to enjoy your children more, laugh more with your kids. Fun is connected to that spouse that you can love them more. When you have fun in your life, y'all, then everything else falls into place, because fun is joy. And so that was just so cool that at 49 years old, I could say that's a non-negotiable for me. I refuse to ever live in friendships, relationships, jobs, anywhere where it is a task for me that I am not wholeheartedly involved. If I'm not, if I am miserable and I don't even answer calls from people, y'all, that make my stomach sink. It is a season where we stop being friends with people that when their phone number or their name shows up on our phone, we roll our eyes. Like, it is a season and a new chapter for us to live our best lives. Go where we're celebrated and not tolerated. God did not create us in this world to live lives that we hate. We have the keys to change anything that we don't like. We don't have to be loyal to mistakes. We don't have to let our problems be our prisons. We don't have to live worried about what people think about us. And so that's what I want to talk to you today about, how to build your confidence. How confidence, y'all, confidence can be a tough thing to build up. We've put together some great memes up on our walls and scriptures up on our walls, and we quote them over ourselves every day, but we're not willing to let go of the things that are zapping us of the joy in our lives. We're not willing to forgive ourselves from stupid things we did. Now we're making ourselves pay for the rest of our lives because that addiction ruined your family. It didn't ruin you. It might have messed up your family, but you can build another family, right? Long gone are the days that we feel like we got to live under condemnation because of some stupid season where we said yes to the wrong person. We married Satan, and now here we are trying to pretend we're happy. No. God is saying live abundant lives. Fix yourselves. Here's the key. The key is looking and realizing that I messed those seasons up, but I ain't got to live in the mess up. I can get up and do better. I can do more. I can give the devil a headache by reclaiming my life and doing, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't been in your kid's life your whole life because maybe you've been an addict, or maybe you hate their mama so bad that you just don't even go around your own kids because she's such a devil, and you're giving up all that you desire in life because you're letting someone's strong personality of hate and venom stop you from being your best life, living your best life with your kids. You know what? Now is the time to shift your attitude and make your presence known. There ain't one single person in this world that can stop you from being awesome. There is not. I'm telling you, there ain't one single person that's got the capacity to tell you what you can't do. You may not can do it with them, but you can still do it because the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? And so we got to get up. You know, if you're still maybe having a hard time, even after quoting scriptures, fasting, praying, you know what? I want to give you support today. I want to help boost your confidence. And I want you to know that, man, today is never too late to get back in your kids' lives. Today is never too late to get to a place where your kids can brag about you. It ain't never too late to find your identity again. It ain't never too late to rebuild, to build a brand new family. It ain't never too late to go back to college and get that degree. It ain't never too late to decide I ain't never touching that alcohol again. I'm going to stop overeating. I'm going to get my body under, in subjection, and I'm going to start living my best life for me. Come on, somebody, hit yourself and say, it's me season. It is me season, right? Let me break down real quick. For all of you that are new, I just kind of went off because I'm feeling this thing today. I am Real Talk Kim. You can find out all you want to know about me at realtalkkim.com. Everything about me, I got a free app you can download at your Google Play Store, your Apple Store. It's completely free. It's Real Talk Kim Go. I send out encouragement to you throughout the day. You can find my YouTube channel on my app. You can find my itinerary. I travel every week somewhere. You can find out about my church that I pastor. I'm there every Sunday in the building at Limitless Church, across from Whitewater High School in Fayetteville, Georgia, 10 and 11:30. Come be my guest. You can get in my mentorship program. Y'all, my mentorship program, they get this every day. They get me every day yelling at them and getting them free, and I'm seeing their lives change. And you can be in my mentorship program by just going to innercircle.realtalkkim.com, or just basically going to my app or my website, realtalkkim.com. I've got merchandise. I got great clothes. All of that's on my website, realtalkkim.com. All right, so what is a confident person? I want you to right now think about, what is a confident person? Like not everyone is born with an inbuilt sense of self-confidence. And sometimes it can be really hard to develop. Confidence is either because personal experiences have caused you to lose your confidence, or because maybe you just suffer from low self-esteem, right? Maybe people made fun of your nose your whole life or your five-finger forehead. Or maybe you married some idiots that told you forever that you're unlovable and that nobody would ever love you and blah, 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 right? And it's knocked your confidence down. There's many reasons why we lose confidence. You know, I was in special ed. I never got my hooked on phonics, and that stirred up insecurity in me and made me feel stupid. And so then I got outspoken, and I messed up my life I didn't mess up my life. I delayed because, honey, nothing can mess you up. It just may delay you, but delay ain't denial, right? But whatever it is that's made you lose your confidence. So really, a confident person does what they believe is right. A confident person is willing to take risk, right? A confident person admits their mistakes and learns from them. A confident person is able to accept a compliment. A confident person is optimistic, right? So if you're saying, man, I'm not any of those, you know, I'm not any of those, then here's some tips real quick I want to give you on building your self-confidence back up. Because I'm going to be honest, I've lost my confidence a few times in life just because of posers that I let close to my heart and made me question who I was. I can smell a poser a million miles away. Now I do not. I used to literally put up with crap because I didn't want to hurt people's feelings. Now I love you. I love you and I mean it. And I can say it in the most loving manner ever, but I am never again ever going to put myself in a position where my self-confidence can be ruined because of a person that's broken, right? You can't change broken people, but you can especially if they don't want to be changed, but you can sure break yourself trying to change them. So let's talk about, get your journals out, guys, and let's talk about like how to build our self-confidence. How do we build our self-confidence? You know, there are a number of things really that you can do to build your confidence. And some of them are just small changes to just the way you think, your frame of mind, and others you'll have to work on for a little bit. You know, you got to work a little bit longer to make them familiar habits. But here's one I want you to write down for building your confidence. You got to look at what you've already achieved. Look at what you've already achieved. Like, it's easy to lose confidence if you believe you haven't achieved anything. You've never achieved anything. And it's the Bible says in Habakkuk 1 to write the vision and make it plain. I believe that in every avenue of your life. Like, I believe you should make a list of all the things that you're proud of in your life. You know, whether it's getting a good mark on an exam, or whether it was winning the talent show in school. Maybe that was 40 years ago, but it still made you feel great. You know, maybe it was learning or going back to college in your mature years. You know, maybe it was raising your children by yourself. You know, and I believe that you should keep the list close by. I've got a list, and every single month, I go in my list at the beginning of every month and I write down the things that I'm proud that I did that month. Things like, you know, I remember starting over about 2.5 years ago, and y'all know that my ex served me divorce papers, and I just never saw in a million years that coming. And I all of a sudden had to recalibrate, reset. I took over our, my dad and mom's church. I didn't know how to pastor. So every month that I would, first time I ever lived alone in my life was 2.5 years ago. And every night was a new lesson for me. And I just learned how to navigate through those seasons. So I started this first of every month, writing down the things that I'm proud of that I achieved that month, right? So that when the next month came and I got hit with something, I could remind myself of how I made it through all this other stuff before. And of course, I'm going to make it through this when my daddy died. You know, that was the last man in my life, you know, that was besides my brother. And I had to learn how to, you know, kind of pick up the pieces for my mom and be a daughter and take care of my Mimi and, you know, pastor the church. And I had a lot going on in my life. And so I was writing down that month a lot of things. I did it every night that month in June, last June, every month that because it was such a very new month for me as far as like a bunch of news. New opportunities for me and things that I was scared of, but I did it afraid. And so it's easy to lose confidence if you believe you haven't achieved anything. So you have to make a list of things that you're proud of in your life, right? And when you're low in your confidence, you pull out that list and you use it to remind yourself of all the awesome stuff you've done. And if you're sitting here now saying, I ain't done nothing, you're a liar. You're a liar. The mere fact, the devil's a lie. And he's lying through you, making you think something so crazy. The mere fact that you made it through this pandemic is something that you should be proud of, right? Even if you ain't done it very well, even if maybe you fell back into an addiction, or maybe your mouth ran your husband off, whatever. Maybe your cheating ran your wife off. I don't know. But the fact that you made it through even after the divorce, the fact that you made it through being a single parent, the fact that you made it through walking through this pandemic and losing your job, the fact that you're waking up every day is something to be so proud of, right? Here's another thing I want you to write down. Number two, for building your confidence, I want you to think of things that you're good at. I want you to think of things that you're good at, right? Everyone has strengths and talents. What are yours? Some of y'all are listening today and there's somebody out there that used to sing and you ain't sang since you walked through that divorce and they kicked you off the praise team. It's time to get your voice back. It's time to get that mic back in your hand. Some of you haven't painted. You're a painter. You quit painting when your parent died. You lost it. It's time for you to get that paintbrush back in your hand. Some of you are writing a book and you're writing a book on wholeness. And in the middle of you writing the book, you walk through something that took your breath away. You walked through a failure that you looked at as just catastrophic and you quit writing that book. It's time to pick that book back up again, right? Recognizing what you are good at and trying to build on those things will help you build your confidence in your own abilities. You know, I'll never forget relationship wisdom. I got great relationship wisdom. And I remember when I walked through the divorce, it was like, what can you say about it? And I remember the Lord spoke to me and said, you can say even more about it now because you're walking through getting back up against that again after a failed relationship. Y'all, the one thing that I've discovered is you can't control someone else's behavior, but you control your behavior after the pain, right? You can't choose the wounds. You can't choose what hurts you and what doesn't hurt you, but you are in charge of how long you let the hurt haunt you, right? You can't, maybe it wasn't your fault, the pain, but you are responsible for healing from the pain, right? And so it's just taking those broken pieces and letting God heal them so that you can be a voice even more through the pain that you survived and thrived through, right? Here's number three for building your confidence. Set some goals. Set some goals. Set some goals and set out the steps you need to take to achieve them. They don't have to be big goals. They can even be things like baking a cake, or, you know, instead of just pulling your paintbrush back out, maybe it's jotting back down, doodling on paper. It could be like planning a night out with friends because you've isolated yourself after the breakup or after the death. Just aim for some small achievements that you can just check off a list to help you gain confidence in your ability to get stuff done. All right, here's another one I want you to jot down for getting your confidence back. Talk yourself up. Talk yourself up. You're never going to feel confident if you have negative commentary running through your mind, always telling you that you're no good, thinking, I want you to think about your self-talk and how that might be affecting your self-confidence. If I walked around all the time saying, Kim, you suck. Kim, you couldn't even make this work. How are you over here saying this? You ain't there. If I always was walking around, y'all, I actually love me and all my mistakes because of who I am today, right? So I am constantly talking myself up. I know that people that are in my coaching group, I know that people that are walking alongside me, I know that people are that are in my inner circle, people that are in my church, I know that if they connect themselves to me, that they're going to prosper in great, great ways because it flows from the top and goes down. And my life, my fruit is proof that God's hands on my life. And so I talk myself up. So you got to treat yourself like you would your best friend. And you got to cheer yourself on. Here's another way to get your confidence. Get you a hobby. You know, try to find something that you're really passionate about. My hobby is loving people. It could be, yours could be photography, sports, knitting, or something, anything. Working in your garden. When you've worked out your passion, commit yourself to giving it a go. And chances are, if you're interested or passionate about a certain activity, you are more likely motivated and you'll build skills more quickly. That's like me saying, it is a non-negotiable that I have fun in my life. I want to be excited about my life. I want to be able to wake up in the morning, even when a loved one dies, and still want to get up and go after life because I love my life, because I've created a fun life, a peaceful life, a whole life. I am passionate about everything I do. There's not one single thing I'm doing in my life that I'm not passionate about. It's almost like when you go and you, let me give you an example. Like you go to a church and they're building this church. And they need a children's worker. You stink at babysitting. Like, you're not good at it. Like, if you put me in the kids' church, your kids are going to hate church because that's not my lane, right? My lane is exhorting. My lane is helping people get delivered sitting in their chairs. My lane is watching people go from tore up all the way to the penthouse, right? That's my lane. My lane is not over there, you know, teaching about Noah and the Ark, which, Pastor Carla, she's my executive pastor. She is amazing, right? So you gotta know your lane and you can't just go say, oh, I'll be the children's pastor when God ain't called you to be it just because they needed it. You see what I'm saying? So long gone are the days where we just fit in a place because there's a need, but yet we hate it. Because what's going to happen is you're going to get burned out. You're going to get burned out from trying to make someone happy and fill a void. And you're going to end up hating your life. And you're going to stop going to church. And you're going to, I'm telling y'all, you got to do only things that you're passionate about. Right? You got to do things that you are passionate about. You hear me? You got to find something. And if you're saying this was all great, Kim, but I'm still not feeling better, sometimes the quick fixes don't help in the long term. You know, if you're feeling bad and things just don't seem to be improving, it's worth talking to someone. Therapists are awesome. Therapists, especially people that don't know who you are, have a great way of listening to you and being able to tell you some areas that you need to work on, right? Find you a mentor. Find you somebody that can help you, right? And then I want to talk to you really quickly about self-esteem, all right? We just talked about building confidence. Now I want to talk to you about self-esteem. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself, okay? Or the opinion you have about yourself. Everyone has times when they feel a bit low or find it hard to believe in themselves. However, if this becomes a long-term situation, this can lead to problems, including mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, and some of the symptoms of low self-esteem can also be a sign of these problems, right? Self-esteem is often the result of a lifetime of experiences, and really particularly what happened to us as children. And it is even possible. It is possible to improve your self-esteem at any age, right? Any age. And so I want to help you real quick to understand self-esteem. I want to help you understand self-esteem. Some people think of self-esteem as an inner voice or self-dialogue, the voice that tells you whether you are good enough or, you know, to do good enough to do this or do that, right? Good enough to achieve something. Self-esteem is actually about how we value ourselves and our perceptions about who we are and what we are capable of. Y'all, self-esteem is not about ability, okay? Self-esteem is often not associated with either your own ability or other people's perception of you. And it is quite possible for someone who is good at something to have poor self-esteem, right? Conversely, someone who struggles with a particular task might generally have, you know, they're struggling a little bit, but they may have good self-esteem. People with good self-esteem genuinely feel positive about themselves and about life. And this makes them much more resilient and better able to cope life's ups and downs. But those with poor self-esteem, however, are often much more critical of themselves. They find it harder to bounce back from challenges and setbacks. This may lead to, it may lead them to avoid like confrontations or difficult situations. And that can really actually decrease your self-esteem further. Yeah. Because you feel even worse about yourselves as a result. So a lack of self-esteem can influence how people behave, you know, like not to mention what they achieve in their lives. You may find it interesting how someone, you're like, how in the world are they ruining their life with alcohol? How did they become an addict when everything in their life looks so perfect? They had the perfect family because they had low self-esteem. So why do people experience low self-esteem? Y'all, there are many reasons why someone, maybe you might have low self-esteem. It often starts in childhood and perhaps with a feeling that you were unable to live up to expectations from your family. It can also be the result of an adult experience, such as a difficult relationship, maybe a spouse cheating, maybe a spouse leaving, maybe a best friend betrayal. It can even be a personal or at work experience where your boss embarrassed you in front of everybody. You know, it could be, I'm talking about church hurt this month at Limitless Church. And a lot of the people that are telling their testimonies are talking about how they were in a church. And one girl was talking about how she got pregnant and they brought her in front of the church and it embarrassed her. And therefore she suffered low self-esteem, right? Self-esteem. Man, the victims of domestic violence and abuse, they often have low self-esteem. And this may be because the abuser has spent time belittling. Maybe you were married to a narcissistic and, man, they just made you feel bad about yourself. It reduced your self-esteem. It may also be, you know, that their self-esteem made them more vulnerable to being abused because they did not feel that they were valuable and they deserved what they could get, right? Nobody should have to suffer from abuse or violence at any level, okay? Seriously. So how do we do it? You got to reach out to somebody, man. If you're in a, I just feel led to tell somebody this. If you're in a violent relationship right now, you got to reach out and you've got to seek help, man. You got to seek help. You can call the domestic violence hotline. It is, you just dial 800-799-SAFE. 800-799-SAFE. 7233. SAFE is 7233. So how do we improve our self-esteem? How do we improve our self-esteem after we've walked through hell or walked through some seasons that broke our self-esteem? There are a number of ways in which you can improve your self-esteem. Number one, I want you to write this down. You got to identify and challenge your negative beliefs. The first step is to identify and then challenge your negative beliefs about yourself. You have to identify and challenge your negative beliefs, right? The first step is identify and then challenge your negative beliefs about yourself. You got to notice your thoughts about yourself. For example, you might find yourself thinking something like, I'm not smart enough to do that. Or I have no friends. When you do, you got to look for evidence that contradicts those statements. This is why you got to write it down. Write down both statements and then write evidence. And keep looking back at it every time to remind your negative belief system that all the lies you're telling yourself is not true. Right? Number two, you got to identify the positive about yourself. It is also, y'all, a great idea. Write down positive things about yourself. We talked about this in the first part of this podcast. I am a believer in writing down, right? In general, positive internal dialogue is a huge part of improving your self-esteem. Even if you're in a relationship where he or she is terrible, telling you you're a piece of crap, calling you out of your name, you can find the wherewithal even in a relationship like that until you're sick of putting up with that. While you're in it, you can have yourself so built up in your own confidence that you can literally, like, not even hear them. Like, you are so believing in yourself that what they say about you doesn't even matter. My ex used to always tell me, I mean, I always get in relationships with people that are jealous, man, and they're always hell-bent on finding my flaws and then throwing them up in my face and telling me these lies, man. The enemy will use those closest to you to try to bring you down. So if you catch yourself saying things like, I'm not good enough, I'm a failure, you can immediately turn around and start turning those things around by saying things like, I got this, I can beat this, you are a liar, I am powerful, God created me to win, I can become more confident by viewing myself in a more positive way. You hear me? Sometimes you're in the fight of your life and you gotta be your biggest cheerleader. Here's another one. Number three, build positive relationships. You got to build positive relationships. Y'all, avoid the negative ones, period. Everybody ain't your assignment. That's why you're tired. You're wasting your oil. You will probably find that there are certain people and certain relationships that make you feel better than others. If there are people who make you feel bad about yourself, whew, avoid them or try to avoid them. If it's your mama, don't talk to her for an hour. Find a way to get off the phone, right? Build relationships with people who make you feel good about yourself. You hang out with me, I'll have you brainwashed into believing that you are freaking everything. You're the best thing that ever walked on this planet. Get around people like that. Here's another thing for you to do. Give yourself a doggone break. You don't have to be perfect every hour of every day. You don't even have to feel good about yourself all the time. Okay? Self-esteem varies from situation to situation, from day to day, from hour to hour. Some people feel relaxed and positive with friends and colleagues, but uneasy and shy with strangers. Others may feel totally in command and of themselves at work, but struggle socially or vice versa. Give yourself a break. We all have times when we feel a bit down or find it harder to maintain or, man, just believe in ourselves. The key is not to be too hard on yourself. Be kind to yourself. Stop being so critical about yourself. Avoid criticizing yourself to others. y'all, because this only reinforces your negative views. And it also gives other people a possible false negative opinion of you. Stop telling everybody your weaknesses. Stop. That's for a therapist. If people can't help you out of a situation, shut up. Stop telling everybody your problems. Stop telling everybody your weaknesses until you get over them. Then after you get over them, they become your testimony, right? Then you can tell about it because you made it through it. But while you're walking through something, stop telling everybody I'm a liar. Stop telling everybody I'm weak. Stop telling everybody I got this problem. No, if these people cannot help you out of the situation, stop telling all your business. Okay? Here's another one for you to write down. Become more assertive and learn to say no. Become more assertive, guys. Learn to say no. People with low self-esteem often find it hard to stand up for themselves or say no to others. This means that they may become overburdened at work, right? Because they do not like to refuse anyone anything. And this causes stress, man. Yeah, you got to develop your assertiveness, and it can help to improve your self-esteem. Sometimes acting as if you believed in yourself can actually help to increase your belief in yourself. Yeah. Here's another one, y'all, to write down. Improve your physical health. Improve yourself. Put down the candy. Put down the bread. Quit needing sweets that you enjoy for 5 seconds and make you fat. Stop it. Push it away. It is much easier to feel good about ourselves when we feel fit and healthy. People with low self-esteem often neglect yourselves. People with low self-esteem, they really do neglect themselves because they do not feel that they deserve to even look better, to even look after themselves. So try exercising, eating right. I just lost 50 pounds, y'all. I went from 199. Can y'all believe I was pushing 200? To now I'm under 150. I ain't never been this small. And it's because I just decided to stop walking around feeling fat. I was tired of when people hugged me, they felt all my rolls. I feel so doggone good. And you know how I started? I started with telling myself I can do anything for 30 days. I don't eat nothing after 6 o'clock, but water. I don't eat before 9 or 10. I don't even eat then. I just have my coffee with some Premier Protein caramel creamer in it. I don't even use milk anymore. I don't touch dairy. I don't eat much carbs at all. Listen, I'm telling y'all, it's changed the game in 4 months. So here's another one to write down. Take on challenges. People with low self-esteem, you avoid challenges. You avoid difficult situations. One way to improve your self-esteem can actually be taken on as a challenge. This doesn't mean that you need to maybe do everything yourself. Part of the challenge might be to seek help when you need it, but be prepared to try something that you know is difficult, right? Take small steps today, guys. Take small steps. You know what? Dress for where you want to go. See yourself where you want to be. And get up every day and realize that you are awesome. Man, you are so awesome. You are so amazing. I hope this blessed y'all, man. I hope this blessed y'all because you are incredible. You are awesome. God created you bold. God created you strong. God is so proud of you. I am so proud of you. I got a feeling that this is going to be your best season ever. Y'all hear me? This is going to be your best season ever. All right. Remember, the lion doesn't turn around when a small dog barks. Stop running after every lie. Stop trying to right the wrong. Let the wrong be gone. Right. Don't be embarrassed by anything you're going through. Right. It might be tea to some, but it's your testimony. It's your testimony being built. Right. When people bring up your past, don't even be bothered by it. Trying to hurt me by my past, trying to hurt me by bringing up my past is like trying to rob my old house. I don't live there anymore. That ain't my stuff. That ain't your stuff, right? Get up. Be nice. Be life-giving. and go ahead and step in your purpose. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all so much for sharing this podcast with somebody. Somebody needed this today, and this is going to be the best week of your life. I feel it. Self-esteem, here I come. Good self-esteem, here I come. Game changer, here I am. Hell shaker, here I am. Come on, y'all, claim it for yourselves today. I love y'all. Stay connected to me, realtalkkim.com. Realtalkkim.com. I love you guys. I will see you next week. Thanks for sharing this. Love y'all so much. Remember, you're limitless.